Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Ed Vitagliano.
And welcome back to Today's Issues. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman this week. Dr. Ray Pritchard joins us from Kansas. Ray, tell us about your ministry, Keep Believing. Talk about your website and what folks can find there.
Well, if you come check us out at keepbelieving.com, you'll find a plethora of biblical resources, all of them free. Bible study sermons, Q&A sessions. I did a live Q&A session last night, Ed, taking questions from the May Bible reading that we have been doing, you know, going through the Bible this year and doing a monthly Q&A. Had a lot of fun doing that last night.
Well,
that's
great.
Up on our website. So we are reading through the Bible together, and today, 2 Kings 22 through 25, Josiah, and then he was the last good king of Judah, and then the other kings toward the end, and then the takeover of Judah by Nebuchadnezzar in 586 B.C. And then tomorrow, we jump for the month of June into the Gospel of John. So anyway, guys, having a blast. Got a whole lot of AFR listeners who've joined us. Just come to keepbelieving.com. All the videos are there. We post a new one every morning at 7 a.m. Join us as we're reading the Bible together this year.
Almost halfway there, Ray?
Almost.
We're just about, tomorrow starts June. End of June, you're going to be halfway through.
I know. We're climbing the mountain. a step at the time.
Listen, I just, hats off, I'd say hats off to you. It seems like this was a kind of a God idea that you had to just read through the Bible and then post it online. And it's, you've had a lot of folks participating.
Well, you know, like a lot of people, I've had a number of years where I had all these great ideas for my Bible reading and Bible study. And as we've said before, Leviticus has been the graveyard of a lot of good Bible reading resolutions. And, God spoke to me. Doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
But I just felt deeply impressed between Thanksgiving and Christmas last year in December. Ray, you need to read through the Bible. You need to do it out loud. You need to do it publicly. You need to post it on the internet. It had such a thought had never entered my mind before.
Wow.
But once it came in, I couldn't get rid of it. And so here we are today. We finish 5 months. 5 months down, 7 months to go. So come join us at keepbelieving.com.
And it probably helps people to get through Leviticus if they know they're doing it as a team.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
We're reading through it with other folks. And it's some hard going there in terms of finding inspiration. But it's there for a reason, and all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable.
Yes.
For reproof and correction and training in righteousness and so on. So, all right. So that is keepbelieving.com. Folks, check it out. Well, Steve Jordahl joins us now.
Hey.
Good
hey,
morning,
buddy. Good morning. And Ray, I just I hope you know you've set yourself a precedent. So, like, you know, people have to read through the Bible every year.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to actually read the Bible out loud and record it
every single year.
Yeah.
I mean, the theory was we're recording this and posting it, so I won't have to do it next year. But
we'll know. We'll know.
We'll know.
That's right. If you're cheating.
We'll know how serious you really are.
Well, and nothing speaks to the nature of mankind than doing something once that God told you to do and then making it into something you have to do all the time. Right? Just make it into a tradition. Now, if you don't do it next year, okay, you're a sinner. So That's isn't that what we always do? Well, it
that's
worked
exactly
one time.
What we do. The traditions of man, right?
All right, Steve, start us off.
All right. Hey, I know you guys kind of teased this a little bit last hour, but can we talk God's chicken chain?
I know. We got to do it. I don't.
Here we go, people.
I don't want to. I really don't. But this is on the verge of being disappointing. We are trying to find out if this is a thing we're going to have to deal with, Steve. But let our listeners know what it is we're talking about.
All right. So Chick-fil-A has appointed itself a vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And this is a lady, McReynolds, Eric. Oh, it's a guy. I'm sorry. Eric McReynolds. He's been with the company for a while, but he's now filling the new role of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Someone the other day, I heard them on our air call it DIE, diversity, inclusion, and equity, so he could use the
acronym DIE.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has a little bit conservatives are now wondering if Chick-fil-A, once the stalwart, the food of choice for every church event known to man, has gone woke. And so I got a couple things we want to talk to play for you. First of all, this isn't the first foray that Chick-fil-A has, or its managers, its owners, the president, CEO Dan Cathy. I guess he's handed the reins over to his son. But when he was CEO 2 years ago, Dan Cathy was at an event at a church, and on the stage with him was the rapper Lecrae, the Christian rapper.
Yeah.
And Dan Cathy and or the pastor, I guess, they were talking, and he told a story about how a friend of his heard a message on intrinsic and systemic racism, and it just broke his heart, and tears came to his eyes. And he understood the problem that systemic racism was, even in the church. And so Dan Cathy says he bought a bunch of shoeshine kits for his employees, and that he literally said that you wanted to go find a black person and bow down in front of them and shine their shoes in penance. And he went over and actually shined Lecrae's shoes on the stage.
This is Dan Cathy. CEO.
Yeah. And I want you to listen to this. This is cut six.
If we need to find somebody that needs to have their shoe shine, we need to just go right on over and shine their shoes. Any expressions of a contrite heart, of a sense of humility, a sense of shame, a sense of embarrassment, beget with an apologetic heart.
Now, was he talking about finding anybody who needs their shoes shined, or did he literally say it has to be a black person?
No, a black person.
Okay. So this was part of what Dan Cathy thought white Christians should do in order to show their shame and humility for the systemic racism that exists in America and in the church. According to him. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So that was that. Yeah, that was Dan Cathy. But he's no longer the CEO. But nope. When was that?
That was in 2020. So that was about 3 years ago. I have a story running today on AFN, on American Family News. I talked with Alex McFarland, our friend from Exploring the Word. And once I got him off the fact of how much he did not like the chicken at Chick-fil-A.
Which disappointed me about Alex.
He is not a fan. He Popeyes every day, all day.
Oh, okay. Now, wait a second.
Okay, Popeyes is good.
Popeyes is good. And I will just say this, and maybe this, again, goes to Tim's accusation that I'm liberal at heart.
Right.
Okay, I do prefer Popeyes over Chick-fil-A, I will say that.
Well, I don't know, but it's not that he prefers one over the other. He detests the chicken at Chick-fil-A.
Well,
and
like
it had before any of the woke stuff happened. But I did get him to go beyond that to the wokeness of Chick-fil-A. And this is what he had to say. Listen to cut five.
Either the DEI officer is just an empty gesture and he's pandering to the gays, and that tells me you're not a man of conviction, or the DEI officer is absolutely serious, and it tells me he's woke. Either way, I am not going to believe in your character anymore. Here's a standard that we all could try to live by. If there are known Christians, I think it's nice to spend our money with Christians when we can. But I'm not going to spend money for something inferior merely because it's Christian. It's impossible to have a completely pure economic chain. But I think we don't do nothing simply because we can't do everything.
A lot to swallow there.
Well, good. which is kind of brilliant. By the way, before, and then Ray, I'll come right back to you. What is it that this DEI is a vice president, right?
Vice president.
What is it that he actually said?
I don't know if he said anything.
Alex
said
something about – okay, all right. Alex said something about if he said
– no, if Dan Cathy hired this diversity person to be a virtue signal to the gays, then he has no convictions. And if he hired him seriously to woke the company up, then he's gone woke. And either way, he's lost the respect of Alex.
And DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, is not just – something that is a quote-unquote outreach to the gay community. It's all into the racial white supremacy, white privilege
Anything,
thing as well.
All the woke stuff.
Yeah.
I saw – let me throw this out. I'll let you guys talk about this. But I saw a tweet from David French yesterday who said, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion in themselves aren't bad. There's nothing wrong with diversity, equity, and with including people. So, you know, Christians can also take part in those things. To which I had to reply, you got to be smarter than that.
Right.
Because these are Trojan horse terms.
Yes.
They come in, they want you to think that they actually mean diversity and equity and inclusion, but they don't.
Right.
So you bring on board what you think is diversity. You know, we want all kinds of people, not just white men, I guess. But it's really not that. It's the whole woke. It's the whole socialism. It's the whole anti-God religion that they're bringing in. And I think David French has to be a little smarter than that. I'm calling him out on our air. Maybe not such a wise thing. He's a very good thinker.
Yes, he is.
He really does.
But anyway, I don't want to talk about David French.
Yeah.
But it's a good point you're making. Ray, let me get you back in here. So I absolutely agree with Steve saying, you're not fooling me any longer, okay? And I don't think David French is really being fooled here. But you're not fooling anybody when you say, well, shouldn't we all be inclusive? Shouldn't we let anybody come into Chick-fil-A and buy a chicken sandwich? How can you be against that? No, there is a set ideology behind those three words that is insinuating itself, already has, college campuses and universities, but in corporate America. And now the issue is it going to drive the policies and practices of Chick-fil-A, which is a shocker. I saw this story yesterday on Facebook, people saying, is this true? Is this real? People would be shocked if it is real and if it is reigning supreme at Chick-fil-A.
Well, the answer apparently to both parts of that is yes. Evidently, this is the direction that the company under its current leadership has decided to go. Is this equal to Target? Is it equal to Bud Light? No, I don't think we're quite saying that, because Target has really gone. They've really gone down that road and been going down it for years. But it ought to be a great concern to us. Now, I do have a question. In as much as looking at the clock, we're getting up toward lunchtime. So about this coupon that I have, I need a ruling from you guys. What are you telling me to do with my Chick-fil-A? Steve, I need a ruling. What do you want me to do with my coupon?
I wondered about this too.
That's
because
funny.
I agree with Alex. You cannot have a completely pure financial
They don't exist.
You can't.
Right.
You can't, for example, I don't think you can have a cell phone company that hasn't somehow advertised towards, marketed towards the homosexual community. And that goes for just about everything. So given that you can't have that, I think I like what Alex says. Don't do nothing just because you can't do everything. And I'm kind of coming down, Ray, on this thing that if it's in the news, if it's current, maybe hang on to that coupon for a week or two till it blows over. I'm not saying that that's duplicitous, but I mean, make a statement while the statement is to be made. And then if God lays it on your heart, and I, you know, he might say, you know, Ray, I think Chick-fil-A is doing something really wrong, and it's bringing shame on the name of Christ, and the Holy Spirit is telling you that this is going to be your mission field. Go with that.
Mission field.
But you can't boycott everything that is.
No, and I do like
it. We're not taking signatures for a Chick-fil-A boycott like we have been doing for Target.
Yeah, right. That's a good distinction. But boycotting by not spending your money there.
And let me just say, the policy at AFA has been for years, and we try to stick by this. We just have one boycott at a time, all right?
Right.
Because you can't boycott everything. And we try to limit it to one because we don't want people to get it confused. Well, I thought we were boycotting so-and-so. And we try to use, like, the Target boycott as an opportunity to speak to a broader issue, which is the transgender movement and the LGBTQ ideology. Now, having said that, as both of you guys are saying, people have to make their decisions according to their own consciences, which is like a Romans 14 kind of issue. But I will say this. And, of course, we have a couple of Chick-fil-A's in Tupelo where our flagship station is for our AFR network. And I know the owner of one of those, at least one of those. I don't know if he owns all of them. An absolutely fine Christian man. He gets horrified whenever this kind of stuff happens regarding Chick-fil-A. I'm sure I can't speak for him. Probably was embarrassed when Dan Cathy did what he did. I don't want to speak for him. But I do know this. Chick-fil-A is probably one of the few companies where if you go to the manager and you say, listen, what is this I have seen on Facebook? And I want to know if your company is going woke. And if so, I have grave concerns. I want you to pass that message up the ladder. I think that this is a company that could have a great impact on, and maybe cause the company internally to walk back some of this drift, because corporations do drift, even if they, like Walmart. Walmart has drifted from Sam Walton, and he would never have countenanced some of the things that Walmart is now doing. They got their own pride displays, folks, in a lot of stores, including one locally here, at least one. So there is always corporate drift, even if they're founded on the right principles. This may be one way to get Chick-fil-A to drift back before it's too late.
I've got two pastors in front of me. Let me ask you guys this, and we can move on if you want. Does the passage with Peter where the food comes down and the dream and you don't worry about eating meat that's been offered to idols, anything to learn from that, if you go, is going to Chick-fil-A and eating their hamburger the same thing?
I'll just say this and then let Ray answer first. But those are two different. The meat eating, meat sacrifice to idols, that's Paul, I think, in 2 Corinthians
maybe
8. Peter is, God says, what I call clean, you don't call unclean.
Thank
you. So, but excellent point. Ray, I'll let you jump in first.
Well, the question that Peter was facing was, is there food that is in itself, by its very nature, unclean that would be wrong for me to eat? Nobody's arguing that it would be that it's morally wrong to eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich, okay?
Right.
So it's not quite the same thing. But the issue is clear. Where you put your money says something about the values of your heart and what you support and what you don't support. And I think everybody, Alex's point is exactly right, because we can't do everything. We ought to do what we can do. So this is a Romans 14 kind of issue, but before you go to Chick-fil-A, you ought to ask yourself, do you agree with what this company is and what they stand for? Different Christians at this point are going to come to different conclusions about this. I think that's okay. Some people are going to go ahead and shop at Target anyway.
Right.
We love you. We're glad you're listening to this program. But our concerns about Target are extremely serious. Ditto for Bud Light and ditto for Chick-fil-A.
Did you guys hear that they were excavating around Sodom and Gomorrah and they uncovered a Target?
Oh, there was a target at Sodom and Gomorrah. There was a big
bullseye.
There was a big target there. God did not miss.
No, that's right. And folks, I will say this kind of, and I absolutely agree with what Ray said. One of the things to remember about Romans 14 is one of the things Paul was saying is you got to keep that bond of love, even if you have serious disagreements about issues that are not specifically addressed by Scripture. So if you decide to boycott Chick-fil-A and your neighbor does not, and you go to church together, you can't make this an issue of fellowship or disfellowship.
And that said, I take backseat to no one in my love and respect and admiration for Alex McFarland. His Bible knowledge is encyclopedic.
Yeah.
I do have some questions about his view of chicken sandwiches.
as do I.
There you go.
I'm going to say, listen, we're going.
But we love him.
We're going to keep Alex on the air on American Family Radio. But
we have a few questions.
Yeah, we do have a few questions. Although I certainly like, I a little light went on when you clarified, Steve, and said something about he likes Popeye's chicken. That wasn't something that was said in our story meeting. And I'm telling you, that makes me a little more open to his perspective, although I do have questions like Ray does.
Yeah.
All right. Go.
Two minutes. Let's. You want to get into a story? Or do you want to just kind of lighten up a little bit?
Whatever you want to do.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you have to light.
Lighten up. Lighten up.
Lighten up.
Well, to lighten up, I like to go to my favorite news source, which is the fount of all truth. The nothing false, nothing satirical about the satirical website, the Babylon Bee.
Straight news.
Just straight news. But they have found a man at the Tower of Babel.
A man? Okay.
At the actual Tower of Babel.
Okay.
And in the inscriptions written, he was dismayed that he didn't get a cool British accent.
Listen, the Babylon Bee does this consistently. I'll read the headlines and laugh out loud. That's funny.
Right.
That is funny because we'd all like a British accent, but then that raises the question, if everyone has a British accent, then nobody
then
does.
Nobody does.
Nobody does. Right.
All right.
So also they're talking about the deal reached on the debt ceiling with between McCarthy and Joe Biden.
Yeah.
It turns out this was the key that Kevin McCarthy came to the White House with two pints of chocolate ice cream. And that's what sealed the deal with Joe Biden.
In all seriousness, that's not quite as funny, but it is interesting, humorous. But is chocolate the president's favorite?
I don't know. Does he have a favorite? He's all eating ice cream.
I don't know. This is Steve. You shouldn't have raised the issue unless you had all the answers.
I'm saying it doesn't matter. All ice cream is okay. Yeah, Peter said so.
I will say that. Okay, so we're going to kind of close with a little bit of levity. I will say, and then I want your answers. I do have one flavor of ice cream that I don't like, and I'm sure there's all kinds that I've never tried.
Right.
All right. I've never tried Tutti Frutti. That sounds horrible. Okay. But I don't like coffee flavored ice cream. I don't like coffee.
Me too.
I don't like coffee.
Mocha ice cream.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
I completely agree. Yeah. Ray, what do you got?
We need a constitutional convention to get rid of this mocha ice cream.
My wife likes it. And now here's the problem I have. This is the dilemma. When my wife can't finish ice cream, I get it. I get to have what's left over. But if she orders mocha, what's the point? I'm not going to eat that.
That's right. So, don't even touch it.
Well, she orders it because she gets it all to herself.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. All right, folks. So we ended with hopefully a little bit of levity. Hope you thought some of that discussion brightened your day just a little bit. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Ray Pritchard, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
KeepBelieving.com is their website. Check it out. Start reading the Bible along with Ray. Folks, that is all the time we have. More great programming ahead, directly ahead, on American Family Radio. See you tomorrow.